Welcome to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today we have a chance to talk with Dr. Douglas Miller. Doug is the engineering program director at Penn State Dubois, as well as a professor there. And Doug, I want to thank you so much for being here today for Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, to start, Doug, would you please introduce yourself to the listeners? Give us a brief personal and professional history, if you would.
Certainly. Like you said, my name's Doug Miller. I'm the two-year mechanical engineering technology program coordinator. I also am coordinator for the engineering design and tolerance certificate program that we also offer at the campus. In addition to that, I'm a research associate in mechanical and nuclear engineering departments at the University Park campus, where my background, I came through, born and raised in Pennsylvania, anthracite coal region, Schuylkill County, small little village known as Fearnaught, Pennsylvania, in the Higgins Valley. Coming out to Dubois to teach now is kind of an interesting thing, because Schuylkill County is known pretty much for one thing now, since the anthracite coal is kind of on the lower is the Yingling Brewery. And
yeah,
so
exactly.
Coming out here to Western PA and having the Eternal Tap withdraw is kind of an interesting shift of the two realms of Pennsylvania on that front.
But for sure.
Starting my education in college at the Penn State Schuylkill campus. Did my 2 years there before continuing on to University Park. I also was selected to join the Schreyer Honors College. While I was doing that, I graduated with a baccalaureate degree in engineering science, a minor in engineering mechanics. Then I looked on to graduate studies under the late Larry Hochreiter. Had him as one of the elective courses, and one of the interests that I always had when students ask me, what do you want to do? What field of engineering?
Yeah.
I can kind of say, yeah, I didn't know what I wanted to do necessarily, because I always was interested in nuclear and continued looking at nuclear, but with the Schreyer selection and what's considered, so to speak, the honors engineering track in engineering science, it opens you up for kind of exploratorily looking at various engineerings with a focus towards some materials and characterizations. I was lucky. I'm one of four kids, and my older two brothers went through the Penn State engineering path ahead of me. So
Nice.
My oldest brother, Dave, went to be an architectural engineer, did the five-year plan. My other brother, Tim, went through the engineering science program ahead of me. So I knew what I was getting into to an extent with where that went. Our younger sister, she went secondary education. So
she was the smart
one. She chose to not be an engineer. So whether that made her the smart one or not is the interesting discussion on that. Continued on to my master's. And then on to the PhD, studying under Dr. Hochreiter. Unfortunately, he passed while I was going through that and finished up my PhD work under Bill Chung. Now in professional side, with the passing of my advisor, I had some hurdles, so to speak. I was able to start teaching as an adjunct faculty and even as a graduate fellow. I taught the reactor design course for the graduating senior class following his untimely death. Had the opportunity then to take on an adjunct teaching position at the Penn State Altoona campus, taught their intro to engineering design, machine design course. Then I was able to come to the Dubois campus and be an adjunct instructor, where I taught the second year physics course. And then had the role opportunity that I'm in now came available, and have been here now for 12 or 13 years teaching with this. And I still reside back in the State College area with the research associate work that I do with, like I said, with mechanical and nuclear, where we use an electrical 12-foot tall simulation bundle that's electrically heated to mimic the dangers of accidents following an accident in a nuclear reactor. So I right now will be later today, possibly, or tomorrow at least, will be resetting up lasers to study the two-phase liquid droplets and steam that are produced as a result of not having enough liquid in the region that you need. So that's been my areas of research, both while I was in grad school and has continued to serve me well doing research on that topic since.
Outstanding. Well, Doug, let's focus in on your work here at Penn State Du Bois. Could you give us an overview of what you do in those various roles that you have in the engineering program here in Du Bois?
Certainly. So here, as I said, I lead the two-year program. So I am, as some students tease, they will get the engineering technology program via Doug. There are some students that they will start renaming names of courses.
And get your name
as,
in there.
As soon as they can, yes. They'll take the statics course, and they can't fit that in. But when they take dynamics, they'll get Dougnamics in there.
Dougnamics.
When they take machine design, it'll all of a sudden be machine Dougzine. it's an entertaining group.
Yep.
They have some fun all the time. I'm the spokesperson for Mountain Dew for the campus, so to speak. The students learn quickly that I have the Wall of Fame. Most of the flavors are on display in my office.
Yeah.
So the students learn learn quickly that there will be two things in the lectures when I'm giving it: a bottle of Mountain Dew and a tough exam. So they have that's where the students learn pretty quickly of having some fun, but also getting a good education. At least I feel a very strong education as they go through.
Sure.
Obviously, then in addition to that, I advise the engineering club that's on campus. Students do various activities. In the past, we've helped with a robotics competition on campus, the club did. In addition, just giving them the opportunity to kind of relax and have a group meeting outside of the realm of just classes.
Sure.
In addition to that, then, I'm one of the main advisors for the students, whether they're going through the two-year program or advising students as they're making the transition to University Park or whatever other degrees they're pursuing to other campuses within the Penn State system.
Okay. Doug, you know, one of the comments on the Penn State Du Bois website says this about engineers: engineers are creative problem solvers who make our lives better by designing and producing things that benefit people. Now, let me ask you, have you found that to be true in your own experience and as you help train young engineers at Penn State Du Bois? And could you share an example or two of how that actually plays out?
Certainly. So my opportunity for seeing students develop and grow in their engineering experience. I can give quite a few examples, obviously, because I one nice part of being a research associate at both, you know, at the University Park campuses, I can see what happens with my graduates of the two-year program here at Du Bois.
Mm-hmm.
I can see what happens with our four-year engineering materials applied materials students that graduate from here at Du Bois, but I also still get interaction with a number of students as they continue on down to University Park. So I know one particular student, he was designing new concept of broadhead design.
Yeah.
Was working on a patent and everything while he was coming through. He was not necessarily the typical path of what Penn State engineering, especially if you're going on to mechanical at University Park, requires. He was a transfer student. And at the point that he was preparing for transfer to University Park, he was awaiting news of when he was getting confirmed of pursuing and continuing on. I reached out to the contacts that I have within the college and checked in on stuff and didn't hear anything more. Mm. And was going to the lab, one of the a university park, and all of a sudden I almost got tackled to the ground. And here was that student. So then wanting to share and acknowledge the fact that he got into the program and was continuing on, and he finished the design. And from my understanding, it's now in full production. It's out there as an available brand new patented version of Broadhead that's out there. And the degree definitely helped him with some of the additional design and processes through. One of the other students that happened to be in the same graduating class, honestly, after the first exam, was given back in my statics course. He had a heart, one of those moments of, am I going to cut it as an engineer?
Oh, wow.
And I sat down with him, went over, you know, these are where the errors were. You could certainly observe what we're looking for. As my father says, one of the things that my job to as an instructor is, I know you know the math. Mm-hmm. I know you know the physics. Mm-hmm. I'm not the one teaching you the math and the physics, mm-hmm. but you have a letter grade that says you know it from your past education, from my colleagues.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to apply that. And so what my dad often says is, my job is to make certain that you are thinking like an engineer. And that's, in some cases, the most simple mathematical or physics rule that you knew at the time and kind of went, okay, good, that test is over. I don't need to remember it. Yeah. Still's got to be up there. And I got to get you to unlock that and pull that back from the memory banks and show that you can pull the pieces of your past education together and put them all together to be that problem solver and, you know, for lack of a better way, think like an engineer.
Sure.
And figure out, what am I actually asking you to solve? Mm. What is that problem intending? Put it down on paper.
Yeah.
Now he's one of the lead engineers on two of the big projects of I-80 high-speed interchange with 99 there just outside of State College, Bellefonte area. I spoke to him actually this morning, making certain of discussing his past was okay with him. And
getting his clearance.
He's going to be also probably the main person on the other side of State College when they figure out what they're doing with the 322 interchange coming up from Harrisburg into the State College area. So that's some of his you know, those successes. From the two-year side, I've got one student that she graduated, went to work for Simcoe for several years as a materials technician in the lab, was having a very strong career. Then she kind of floored me. She called me up and she's there. She thinks she'd like to pursue some other opportunities and asked for recommendation. And she's now in another, I think she said 2 weeks, going to be one of the highway draftsmen for PennDOT.
And is that right?
Moving up through the ranks there as well. And her older brother that went through the program before her is up with Niagara Cutter doing... I don't even remember now where his title and ranks. He's moved up through the company quite nicely as well. So
those are some fantastic examples, and most definitely does demonstrate that engineers are creative problem solvers and make our lives better by designing and producing things that benefit people. And it's all part of that process. Doug, let's talk about your own personal journey. What is it that inspired and motivated you to become an engineer? And what would you tell someone who may be listening today that maybe is possibly interested in pursuing an education in the engineering program at Penn State?
Well, first and foremost, my passion in school was always mathematics. Mm-hmm. I could have seen myself as a math teacher. But again, one of those wise words of wisdom from my father probably is, he asked me at one point, could you see yourself teaching students that potentially don't like the subject? And I kind of had that moment of, what's he mean by that? And it's one of those cases, especially, I recognize the education system has somewhat changed over the years as well, but had that ponderance of, yes, there were definitely students that were in Calculus 1 and Calc 2 in high school with me that they were there because they were forced to be there. Mm-hmm. And did they care? No. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I also enjoyed the physics and the applications of the math that underlies the applications of physics and the math that underlies the realms of chemistry and right. all the sciences. And, you know, like I said before, lucky for me, I had two older brothers that were going through engineering. And at the point that I was tutoring some of their classmates that were going into entrance exam for mm-hmm. college mm-hmm. placement, and seeing where their interest in what they were doing was going, I kind of had that, this looks like what I'd like to do. Mm-hmm. So I went into it, pursued it, and kind of never looked back. Then, I, like I said, the life will throw you some punches. And with my advisor's passing, that opportunity to teach, go from the teaching assistant role for a class to being the instructor of the class yeah. really gave me the opportunity to see where I was going and see that, you know, the instructor side of it was of equal merit and joy. And I really enjoyed that semester of teaching, you know, the reactor design course, going down to Altoona and having the opportunity to teach there, continued to fuel the passion of education's where I kind of felt I wanted to go and pursue. And so kind of having this opportunity to be an engineering instructor really, really helps that joy of seeing the next generations sure. learn and pass on that skill set.
Yeah. And in relation to that, the next generation, as we close out our time together, could you share what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling part of serving in the engineering department at Penn State Dubois?
Most enjoyable is the students. They might not believe me.
And it may not be every day.
I mean, they may not enjoy my classes. 'Cause as I say, the students definitely acknowledge or find that I'm going to challenge you. Mm-hmm. I am going to teach you. I'm going to demonstrate how to solve problems, how to set up problems. But I'm also going to try to throw real-world examples at them. I mean, the students at the same time sometimes look like he's got to be somewhat being crazy. I'll discuss torsional load on separating a Oreo cookie and the discussion of how much torsional load do I need to apply in order to get the cookie to perfectly separate from the filling. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'll start discussing, you know, mixture batch ratio and elements to get the perfect chocolate chip mix into the batter for cookies. And so, you know, it's the fun side of making a subject that you know is challenging to many, that is going to benefit others as you continue on into your career. And just seeing that learning process that the students have is kind of where the most fulfilling and rewarding part comes to be. And then, you know, luckily with social media and cell phone capabilities now, I mean, my syllabus has my direct cell phone contact on for the students to be able to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, in some cases, right at the point they're graduating, sometimes 2 years down the road, sometimes 5-10 years down the road, I'll hear from the student what their job changes, where they're at now and where they're continuing on to as the career has taken them. And, you know, and even seeing where they're going as far as family and relationships and stuff moving up through the ranks. So it's a fascinating and rewarding side of seeing that growth.
Absolutely. Well, it's been fascinating and interesting getting a chance to talk with you, Doug. I want to thank you for spending time with us on today's Campus Connection.
Thank you for having me.
We look forward to hearing more about Penn State Dubois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.